But for tonight, our chanting will be in English, okay? It'll be a short, beautiful little chant. In fact, it was one of the first chants I learned when I first heard Ram Dass speak in public. So we'll go back to the slides. Ram Dass, just to give a little introduction, was a psychologist taught at Harvard, a real social science. His field was like child psychology, doing, you know, heavy-duty research, trying to, really search. But in his search with science, he found that science didn't have answers to a lot of important life questions. And so I have some of those questions up here. And so that inside of him, there was that dissatisfaction. And so He met a man, Timothy Leary. His name was Richard Alpert at the time. Met Timothy Leary, who was very much into like mushrooms and LSD, and Ram Dass kind of gravitated to him, and they started kind of exploring consciousness using these drugs. And long story short, he just kind of hit a wall with it, where he found, he did the drugs, he got high, but he always came down. And that coming down experience was, this suffering. And so he decided that there must be someone who knows the answers. So he went to India in search, and he had studied like Buddhism, and he wrote a book on the Tibetan Book of the Dead, called it Psychedelic Experience. And so he saw how practitioners, meditation masters, gurus in the East had found maps and methods to the same things he was taking chemicals with, with the groups here. And so he went to, next slide. So he went, go back one. Went to India, and he met this man. His name is Neem Karoli Baba, and just recognized there as a great saint. And the first night that Ram Dass met him, he had had this experience, or I should say the night before Ram Dass met him, he went out into the field, and the stars were just, spectacular. He said, like Starry Night, Van Gogh's painting. And he had a vision of his mother, who had died in Boston 6 months before. And he didn't tell anybody about this experience. The next day he met Neem Karoli, and long story short, he liked Buddhism better, and the idea of a guru and touching his feet, it just wasn't for him. And so he just kind of had this time with Maharaji, where Maharaji said to him, "Well, you were out under the stars last night." He goes, "Yes. How did you know?" He goes, "You had a vision of your mother." "Yes." "She died last year." "Yes." "She got real big in the belly." And then he said in English the word spleen, and she had died of like a ruptured spleen in Boston 6 months earlier. And this was a real transformative experience in Ram Dass's life. And if any of you have read Be Here Now, this story is in Be Here Now. And then when I read that at age 19, I had a transformative experience. I guess you could call it a contact high, where he went on to talk about his mother, and he said, "Your mother is a very high being." "And don't you mean was?" "No," he goes, "nay, is." And so that taught me that the possibility of existence beyond the physical realm, and that something continues when the body dies, touched me very, very profoundly and very deeply. And so In next picture, Ram Dass, with the book Be Here Now, came back to America, started doing talks. This was in Massachusetts at the Rowe Conference Center. Talks all over the country, and I would go and start, I called him up at his father's house.